Amen. Our righteous God in heaven, we thank you for making it possible for us to be gathered together today in fellowship. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings upon our lives. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for how you've been helping us. Thank you for the Bold Christian Ministry. Thank you, Lord, for this commission. Thank you, Lord, for the mandate saddled that we are saddled with. We give you thanks. Be exalted in Jesus' name. I will thank you, Lord, for what you have been doing in our homes, in our families, in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for always blessing the works of our hands. Thank you, Lord, for making us fruitful as individuals in your kingdom. Lord, we pray that more you will do in our lives in Jesus' name. I will pray that as we gather together in the unity of faith, we pray that you will bless our lives and enrich us in your presence in Jesus' name. Let the purpose of your word being spoken today perform its essence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Well, thank you, Father, for we know it is done. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Welcome once again. This is the Bold Christian Ministry, and without looking any further here, of course, we will be considering a very key subject today. As we've seen in our flyer, the topic we'll be discussing is redeeming the time, redeeming the time. And we'll be looking at a couple of passages. This is just a church for us, basically. More often than not, we come together to fellowship, and then we begin to look at the essence of fellowship. Why do we gather? The reason why we gather, the reason why the Word of God is written, is so that we can be encouraged in knowing the mind of God per time and what He wants us to do at every point in our lives. There are several books that are written by the Holy Spirit, that are written by different authors, different writers of the scriptures, being authored by the Holy Spirit, being inspired by the Holy Spirit. Like Paul the Apostle writing to Timothy was always a charge. This charge I commit to thee, O Timothy. You know, and some other passages of scriptures that are written, like the book of Luke, like the book of Acts of Apostle, where Luke was writing to Theophilus and saying, the former treaty have I written, O Theophilus, concerning all that Jesus began to do and teach and all. These are things that are written so that we can be perfected the way God wants us to be perfected. So today we are looking at redeeming the time, redeeming the time. And more often than not, we find ourselves, the world is so busy right now. It's so busy to the extent that, you know, we find it hard to even create time for God. The essence of our existence is to serve God. That's the essence. If you read through the book of Genesis, you will see that man was created to look up to God at every point, every facet of life, every phase of life. At every season, in every season, in and out of season, you look up to God for the next, before we make the next move. And the patriarchs of old, as they have spoken, you know, and the way they live their life, they live their life in order to be in synchronization with the will and the mind of God. The will and the mind of God. But in the world today, we are busy, so busy that we find it hard to even create time for God. So what does it mean to redeem the time? You will notice that there are several things that man is conscious of. Man is conscious of, maybe you have a car, you're conscious of the fuel gauge in your car, because you can read through the meter that it is almost getting to empty. So when it's time to fill, you know that if you don't fill up, there may be problem. You may damage the engine of the car. So you want to do what is needful at every point in time. Man is conscious of the food he takes for breakfast, for lunch, and for dinner. You plan it. You say, okay, I ate I ate bread yesterday morning. Okay, I think I have to take cereal this morning. So you one is conscious of that. You are conscious of when you arrive at work. You are very conscious of that. You are conscious of, you know, maybe someone is sick. You are conscious, okay, the doctor said I have to take my medication 8 a.m. in the morning. Anything after that, I may run into problems and all that. You are conscious of the vacation you take. You are conscious of when you go to gym. When you go to the gym to exercise yourself, man is conscious of a lot of things. But there are some things that man is not conscious of. We are not conscious of them. We'll read through the book of Ephesians first, and then we'll move on from there. Redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. What does it mean to really redeem the time? It means to cover for something that wasn't done earlier, to fill in the gap of what you omitted at first. Redeeming the time, basically. So it will take a conscious effort for us to be able to redeem the time. Jesus Christ, when on earth, actually gave us an insight to several things that he did when he was on earth. When it's time to pray, he always, whatever he's doing, he leaves everything and then he goes to pray. Even when he was engaged in different, there will be a time when you carve out time to devote to God. And that's the essence of our life on planet Earth. That is what we live for as humans. We live to serve God. We live to serve God. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 16. Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 16. It says there, redeeming the time because the days are evil. If you back up to verse 15, it says, see then that ye walk circumspectly. The word circumspectly talks about an accuracy, a matter of accuracy and precision. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. So knowing what is important to us is very key. Taking advantage of the season in which we are is very key to our success and progress as Christians. So it's important that we walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now in verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly. So there's a level of accuracy that God requires from us. Take for instance, now you are committed to, maybe you have a time where you resume work. You know if you are 1 minute late, you are late. Even when you are on time, you are not seated yet. You are just at the gate, about to clock in. You know you are late because entering into the entrance and clocking in is different from you logging into the system. So you are late if you are on time. Maybe you just got to that clocking device and then you clock in at 12 o'clock. You have not signed in yet. The system have not captured that you signed in. So you are late. Until the system captures that you are logged in. So what do? You come in maybe 5 minutes before, maybe 4 minutes before, or 3 minutes before to make sure you clock in and then you sign in to the system. Until you sign in, that's when the system captures that you are now working. So there's a level of accuracy. I think there was a time when I had to, I have a time where I go to pray. So, and there was a time when I think I've been going there for a couple of days or so, and the Spirit of God told me we can't continue like this. We can't continue like this. It was loud. We can't continue like this. When you say is this time, you have to make sure you are on that time. So what I did was to adjust my own my own time to make sure that I fit into that column. So that's the reason it's saying, see then that you walk circumspectly. Then before it now says redeeming the time. So there are things you have to put in place before you start redeeming the time. Redeeming the time is to ensure that the bases are covered in order for, because you don't know what the future is. You can't see into tomorrow. You can't see into tomorrow except God gives you insights into what is about to happen tomorrow. So for you to get that, to even get that insight, there are some form of devotion that is required of you before you get there. If by the mercies of God you see tomorrow, is as a result of the investment in the time you have committed into the things of God that those things come to play. So it is important, like I did say, man knows, we are always conscious of a lot of things, but there are some things we are not conscious of. And here the passage is saying, it is important for us to redeem the time because the days are evil. Someone woke up and then, he, we see some situations where people don't take their walk with God very seriously. Their church life, they joke with it. Their prayer life, they joke with it. They joke with virtually everything. They don't take it serious. They take some other things serious, mind you. But with regards to the reason why we even exist, they joke with it. You call for prayer and people say, oh, this prayer thing self, and then they begin to, when they are living their life, everything is, and then they run into a situation. And then I remember I was reading through something, and then the person said, my son is in serious trouble. I need prayers right now. I need this and this and that and all that. Well, I don't have a background to how the person has been living their life, or I don't have insight to that. So for you to come to God and make some demands, it's built on relationship. What relationship do I have with God? Do I even have any relationship with Him? Do I even know Jesus? So how can you redeem the time? How can we redeem the time? Redeeming the time talks about how you close a gap. Do we know the world is so busy that when you get home at night, you are late? An individual would have to adjust his own expectation. You have to adjust. Some, they will work 8 hours. After working 8 hours, they will still ask for overtime. They will still, when they get home at night, they can't even pray. Even in the morning, when the alarm rings like this, no quiet time, they just jump into the bathroom, pour water on their body, and then they rush out again. That kind of person cannot redeem any time. There's nothing to redeem because the person's life is busy. And mind you, we need to keep in mind, as Christians in this end time, we've not seen busy. The world system, what Satan is creating, you will be so busy that you will be chasing things that does not have eternal value. You want dollars? Oh, it will make sure that you have access to some dollars. That you will be so busy, and it will be as if you are living for that dollar, because that is what commands your obedience. So somebody that is too busy to devote time for God will not even have insight. Even if the person has insight, there is no way to avert the evil that is about to take place, because the days are evil. The days are evil. So what do you do when you know that the day is evil? The days are evil. You redeem the time. How do you redeem the time? You are conscious. That's when you now adjust the lens of your consciousness to make sure that you fit into the frame the framework that God intended you to be. You know when to pray. You know when to fast. You know when to attend fellowship. You know when they call for prayer meeting. You know, you adjust your expectation. Maybe you need to take a break from work. Maybe you need to, you adjust those expectations. You make sure. I'm not saying that there are times when we cannot, we won't skip some things. Of course, there are times when you're busy at work and then maybe you're working on a project deadline and all that, and you're under a boss. Of course, you have to make sure you finish those things. But it's not something that you intention that happens all the time. Take, for instance, somebody who has a time when he prays at night. For instance, maybe 9 p.m. You know, there are times when you are lying down, you just say, when you open your eyes, it's already 4 a.m. There are times when that happens. But serving God has to be an intentional thing. You have to go an extra mile to make sure that you... So it's a matter of sacrifice. It's a matter of sacrifice. Some of us, we would have to sacrifice material things for eternal things. We have to intentionally... Some people, when they get to the store, they can't hold their wallet. They will just swipe, pay for this, pay for that, buy. And when they get home, they realize that they even have times. Maybe they bought something before, they buy another one. The same thing, they have three of it in the house. So it's a matter of sacrifice, making sure that you are intentional about your devotion to God. Redeeming the time, it goes beyond preparation. It goes beyond, this is what I want to do. If I decide I want to pray at 9 p.m. in the evening, for instance, or if I decide I want to be available for Bible study all the time, if I'm intentional about, this is what I want to do, this is my study time, this is, I have to, it's beyond, I just say it, it's beyond, I think about it. You have to go set the alarm, even if it will take you to inform your wife or your, that please remind me, this thing, I have to take it. It has to be intentional. It has to be intentional. When you're intentional about it, there's an equipping that you receive from God that ordinarily, this is someone who wakes up around 2 p.m. in the night to pray, or wakes up around 12 a.m. in the night, or 1 a.m. in the night, or 2 a.m. rather, in the night to pray. When you begin that exercise, maybe it's an alarm that is waking you up. At some point, your system will adjust, maybe 2 to 3 weeks into that consistent waking up. There will be a time, 1 minute before that time, 1 minute before 12, 1 minute before 2 p.m., your system will adjust to that. You will just see yourself, you wake up 5 minutes before that time, even before the alarm rings. You are, because the system is, because we have not been redeeming some time. That's the reason why it looks hard for us to even redeem the time. And mind you, it is important for us to keep in mind that in these last days, the days are more than evil. So the matter of redeeming the time is no longer a question whether you are redeeming the time or you are not redeeming the time. It's a must for everyone who is preparing for the coming of Jesus Christ. Yes. So it's not, are you redeeming the time? Oh, when did you redeem the time? How am I redeeming? No, there is no longer a question. The question of, do you pray as a Christian? It is no longer a question. No. You have to be intentional about your prayer life. We all have to be intentional about our prayer life, our fasting life, our fellowship life, Bible study life. We have to be intentional about the gathering of the saints. It's an intentional thing. It's no longer, because what is happening in these last days is more than evil. What is happening? So it calls for us to pay attention to what is most important in our lives. What is most important? You know, these days people we don't maximize what we. Somebody said maybe you got to work, and then you wanted to sign in. Maybe you work remotely, and then you discover that the system, maybe they say the system has crashed. Some people, when they get back to work, that's when they know that there is one movie on Netflix that they want to watch. And maybe in the morning, the Holy Spirit is telling them, make sure you seek my face today. While they are going to work, he's telling them, make sure you seek my face today. And they got to work, the system has crashed, everybody's in, and they are not spending time in prayer. It has to be a conscious effort. The spirit, the discerning spirit is what we all need in this end time. So how are we redeeming our time? How are we redeeming our time? How are we closing those gaps? Closing those gaps when we know that the days are evil. How are we closing those time? How are we discerning the time that this is the time I need to pray? This is the time I need to fellowship. This is the time I need to fast. I think this is the time. How are we redeeming those time? Then we say, don't worry, I will pray 2 hours. Today is today. 2 hours. Don't worry. Woo-woo. And then when the 2 hours come, that's when something will be flashing on their phone. On their phone, like, you know, an alert, a message. When they click on it, they already spent 4 hours on Instagram, checking pictures, checking videos, checking, and then they forgot the time that they are supposed to pray. So God is calling us these days to redeem the time, because he has a lot of things he wants to do. God have different projects he wants to commit to us, but are we ready? Someone that is not redeeming the time, God cannot commit some things to you. He can't. And if you love the material things of the world, you love the world, you love the movies of the world, you love the fashion of the world, there is nothing like redeeming the time in your case. Nothing like redeeming the time. Because what you are doing is servicing the flesh instead of the spirit. And the flesh is more important than the spirit. Yes, an investment in the spirit is more important than the flesh, rather. An investment in your spirit man is very, because that is what controls what we are seeing in the world. Some things are orchestrated in the spirit and then manifest in the flesh. So it's important that we continually redeem the time. Even when you look, it looks tired, you have the Holy Spirit, ask the Holy Spirit to help you. Even when you are distracted, get your phone, put your phone in one room, lock it, go and keep the key somewhere and say, I'm not coming back for you for the next 30 minutes. It's time to pray. It's important we understand that. Like I did say, we all know when to fill up the gas tank of our car or our generator. We are conscious of the breakfast, with the meals we take for our breakfast, for our lunch, for our dinner. We are conscious of, we know what is, how important it is when someone does not take the medication when he's supposed to take it, or when to arrive work, or when to go on vacation. Some take months to plan their vacation, but they don't plan about praying. They don't plan about fasting. They don't plan about attending a Bible study group, or they don't take the things of God very serious. I'm forgetting that we are living our life on earth we are living on earth to serve God's purpose. When Adam was put in the Garden of Eden, that Adamic program is for God to visit man from time to time to say, okay, this is the next thing. But that project failed. That was the reason why God sent Jesus Christ to come and then redeem us. So if Christ came to redeem us, how are we redeeming the time? Because we are put into time. How are we redeeming that time? You redeem it by prayer. You redeem it by fasting. You redeem it by fellowship. What you hear, where you go, all those things, you redeem it by the different activities you do that points you on the direction of heaven. If anything a man is doing is pointing the man in the opposite direction, is not pointing the man to Christ, is not pointing the man to heaven, is not pointing the man to God, is pointing the man to this world only. It's just, everything is just centered on this world. That kind of person is not redeeming the time. And when the days of evil comes, that kind of person will not have what it takes, will not have anything to put on the table. There is nothing to put on the table. Because what? That person has not been redeeming the time. And mind you, like I said, we've not seen busy. Oh, we have not seen busy yet. The world will become so busy that you don't want to know the project that the devil has put in place so that we can remain busy. Busy. Someone say, they say, when was the last time you attended? He say, my brother, you know this work. And that kind of person, when you ask the person, have you watched so-so movie on Netflix, Hollywood movie, or what time did you spend on a blog, reading things that will not profit the spirit? Your spirit man is crying every day. Most of us, if God should show us how our spirit man has been suffering, some of us were even suffering spiritually. And then yet, we are still investing in the things of the flesh. We are investment. As if it's that investment in the flesh that will rescue the spirit man. Some of us, we wake up, we are tired. I met a guy the other day. Guy was telling me how tired he is when he's asleep. Something is always running after him. Something is always running. And when he wakes up, even under air condition, he's sweating when he wakes up. Sweating, all his clothes, sweat. He has something he's always battling with in the spirit. And the person does not make provision for the spirit, he's making provision for the flesh. So, this passage of scripture is saying, redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. So, it's a matter of it's a matter of us living the life God wants us to live. Living the life God wants us to live. What life are we living? What life are we living? When you have someone, when are they releasing the next Samsung phone for 2020? The person will tell you the specification of that phone, what the phone can do, different from what this one can. He can analyze things. That kind of life cannot redeem the time. You can't redeem the time. If you can analyze things like that, and you can't discern your fate. You don't have any way. When we put you on the scale, it's zero. When we put you on the scale, it's 1/10. When we put you on the scale, you are not near 5. It's important for us to redeem the time. And that's what the Spirit of God wants us to do. From this time forth, redeem the time. Don't be that kind of person that can discern, it wants to shower today. It will shower. It will do this. It will, like the Pharisees in the book of Matthew. In the book of Matthew chapter 16. Maybe we'll read that passage of scripture. Matthew chapter 16, in verse 1. It says there, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desire him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it is fair weather, for the sky is red, and in the morning it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of time? We're in the end time. So it's important we are able to discern the signs of time. That is what the Holy Spirit has to say to us today. Are we redeeming the time? How are we redeeming the time? How are we redeeming the time? When we have space to pray, do we play video games? I'm not saying there are no times when we can create for video games. Of course, you can play video games. You understand? What are you playing? Of course, you have to be mindful of what you play too. Can we watch movie? Yes, you can watch movie. But what kind of movie are you watching? Is it an edifying movie? Is it the time you pray that you substitute to watch a movie? Or is it the time when you're supposed... So, redeeming the time, it has to be something you're intentional about, and you have to be intentional. God is intentional about us. We have to be intentional about him. And I pray God will help us in Jesus' name. Let's bow our heads as we commit ourselves into the hands of the Lord. And let's begin to ask God for grace to help us to redeem the time, because the days are evil. Ask God to help you today. That God help me. Give me the grace. I want to start redeeming the time. I want to be accurate. I want to live a life of accuracy, a life of perfection in Christ. Can you help me? Ask God. And if you have wandered away, you're backslided, ask God to restore you back and put you on in the original place where he wants you to be. Ask God for grace. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you from this day forth. And when you pray, God sees your heart. He knows whether you mean it or you are just